Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson read the final results of the primary election between the two Republicans, which many expected to lead to a recount. But the numbers show there were enough votes separating the candidates to make a recount unnecessary. Winder was disappointed, but says he'll now support Crockett's campaign. He noted that being caught writing newspaper articles under the pen name Richard Burwash to bolster his image in West Valley City didn't help this campaign for county mayor.
I made a mistake there. I apologized. We can beat ourselves up all day on would've, could've, should've, and should we have done this differently or that. But I'm deeply humbled today with the enormous support we had and sincerely congratulatory of Mark Crockett.
Winder's term as West Valley City Mayor is up in 2013. He hasn't decided whether or not he'll seek re-election. Crockett says his message obviously resonated with the public.
I think people like the message that you can have more confidence in where your tax dollars are being spent, that it's not going to cost more, and that we can make human services a lot more effective than they've been in the past.
Mark Crockett will now face Democratic State Senator Ben McAdams in the November election. He says he plans to beat his opponent with promises to rein in capital spending and borrowing. Whitney Evans, KUER News.